There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It is a gigantic day in the National Football League and in the nation's capital, where the Commanders have indeed pulled off a blockbuster deal. They have added a four-time Pro Bowl corner, and they have gotten a whole lot better. As we welcome you in, we thought we'd start the show 2 hours ahead of the deadline, predicting what might be coming down the pike. We'll still do some of that. Because Adam Peters, Danny, still has 2 hours to move and shake. But they have already made their big move. A third, fourth, and sixth round draft pick. Packaged together, three picks to New Orleans for Marshawn Lattimore, the former 11th overall pick, a 28-year-old legitimate corner one, and a fifth round pick. Peters, Newmark in the front office pounce at 7-2 near the top of the conference.
Injury concerns with Lattimore, that's just a thing, that's part and parcel. But when that dude's on the field, he can play. That is a really, really good football player. So immediately, I like to use a little website called Our Lads for my up-to-date depth charts. They do a pretty good job. I mean, it's one short of like what the coach actually has on his board, how fast they are. It's already updated. Right there at the top of that cornerback list, little RCB, it says Lattimore, comma, Marshawn. That was fast. And that's the story. That's the best cornerback in your room now. The instant he arrives, when the
thanks for flying to Washington, D.C., Dallas Airport.
As soon as that plane lands, he's the best cornerback in Virginia. He'll be the best cornerback you got.
Here's the key to the whole thing. St. Juste, a corner two, moonlighting as a one, moves down. He gets to play in now what is a much more friendly and traditional spot for him, I would say, with his game. Everybody else down the depth chart. That means Mikey Sanristil can play nickel, which is what you drafted him to do. That means Noah Igbinoghene, who likes Sanristil and likes St. Juste, has done some really good things, being asked to do more than was expected to be asked, right? He gets moved down the depth chart. He is a fourth guy. He is an extra piece who can be flexed and used inside and outside. When you add a number one at a position, you move everybody down one spot. And that's exactly what they were able to do with this Marshawn Lattimore trade. I just love the grown-up operation and the common sense with which they operate. Where sometimes when we all see something on the outside, they see it too. Mm-hmm. It used to be that for 3 days we all would sit around going, man, they're not very good at cornerback. It sure would be nice if they got a cornerback. And then there'd be a press conference after 4 o'clock today in this hypothetical where we'd be told why we were wrong about cornerback and why they were right. And in fact, Adam Peters and the crew said, we're pretty good. We're 7-2. We got a legitimate quarterback and a elite offense, and we got a chance to make some playoff noise. We're really susceptible at one position. We really need help at one spot. Why don't we address it? And in one fell swoop, wasn't cheap, by the way. Everyone's saying, there's just nothing. They didn't give anything up. Sure they did. They gave up a third-round pick. They gave up a fourth-round pick and a sixth-round pick as an organization that doesn't want to be in the business of giving up picks. But you know what you got to do to get something good? You got to give something up. And they did. And if Lattimore's healthy, You got yourself a viable number one cornerback on the depth chart.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
So it's interesting because it's not a, for a guy of that caliber, usually that's first or second round territory in my brain. I mean, the NFL deals I'm always off on and compensation I'm always kind of surprised by, et cetera. But a Pro Bowler who has a chance to be an All-Pro on a yearly basis when he's healthy, usually you'd think a higher price tag. When you add in contract, you add in injury concerns and risks and kind of the state of the union there in New Orleans, where they are in cap hell, they are bad and sinking fast, they need to rip everything out to the studs and kind of start over again, it starts to make more sense. But this isn't nothing. This isn't like a seventh round pick swap with a ham sandwich. There's picks being exchanged here, top 100 picks, right? Which is not something that, as you mentioned very well, Adam Peters generally is about doing. But I think there's a recognition here where that's not too steep a price to pay. You've already laid the groundwork, by the way. You currently have the eighth pick in the third round still from the Jahan Dotson deal, Philadelphia via Miami, where that, you know, depends on where Miami finishes. You've still got a third rounder. You're getting a fifth rounder back. So in effect, cap space will be gone. You'll have to restructure, use some cash to either extend or change Lattimore's deal for a really good player with some risk. It's a good value to me, in other words. But it's not nothing. I don't want people to think it's pittance, but to me, that price tag makes sense.
Yeah, I think the value is perfectly fine, but to suggest that it's not a steep price for an organization that is in build mode and prioritizes getting, not giving up picks, they walk around looking at the Christmas trees on the lot normally going, we don't like spending that. We don't like spending that. We don't like spending that. And today they took out their wad of money and they, you know, flipped over a couple of bills and they said, yeah, we'll take that one. It to your point, not nothing, I think is a good way to describe it. But he has not been a Pro Bowler, I will say, since 2021. So when you're saying it's a first or second round pick normally to trade for a Pro Bowler, well, if he was a Pro Bowler last year, or if he was on his way to being a Pro Bowler this year, I would agree with you. They're going to try to recapture some of that magic, and I like their chances to, oh, by the way, because they've got a great secondary coaching staff. They've got a really good DC who gets a lot out of DBs. They've got a head coach who gets a ton out of defensive backs. The fact that Dan Quinn knows exactly what he's looking for when it comes to defensive backs, one of the reasons I feel so good about this trade. The fact that Joe Witt is going to be able, you don't even need to pop in tape. I mean, these guys have known Marshon Lattimore for years and years and years. Went to Ohio State, came out as the 11th pick. They've played against him, whether it with Witt, it was, you know, Green Bay or Quinn, Atlanta, then in Dallas. They know this guy. They know if he's a fit. They know how he's going to work or not work in their scheme. So I trust that implicitly. But the idea, well, you're trading for a healthy quote-unquote Pro Bowler. Actually, just missed a game with a hamstring for the second time this season.
Yep.
Week two in this past week, and he hasn't been a Pro Bowler since 2021. So that's why it doesn't cost a first or a second round pick. Not to mention, presumably you're taking on money moving forward. Now, they'd already restructured his contract, so he cost you nothing this year. It's a listed cap hit of $600,000, which is the minimum. But over the next couple of years, if he's still on the roster and you don't want dead money and to move away from him, which I don't think they would have acquired him if that was the plan. I think they absolutely think Marshawn Lattimore is going to be here as a fixture. It's a pretty sizable cap hit. It's basically signing a free agent for 2 years and like $36 million, $18 million hits against your cap. So that's got to be part of the equation, too, when people say, well, you know, they really didn't give a whole lot up. Sure, they did. They gave up three draft picks, including a third, and a two-year $36 million deal beyond this year, essentially, for Marshawn Lattimore. Tells you a lot about what they think of this roster, though, doesn't it? Tells you a lot about the fact that they do agree with me and with you and so many people that have been calling in, suggesting, why not this team? Why can't they win something meaningful this season? Why can't they be a thorn in the side of the NFC playoff picture? Obviously, Peters and company think that they can.
And that's why you do it, right? In if things had gone this year, for the sake of argument, the way that I thought they were, incorrectly, by the way, and I'm thrilled to be wrong about this because this is way more fun, but I thought they'd be, for the sake of argument, 4-5. Maybe 3-6, having dropped the game they should have won, or something. But competitive, Daniel's showing signs, and that's cool. Of course you don't make this move. Right? That wouldn't make, that makes no practical sense. Taking on what will be, you know, a decent salary chunk of cash, giving up draft picks, etc., for a team that's trying to build. You're still in very much a building phase. And they still are. They're still in great position next year to acquire some talent. Maybe you have to finagle some things in the draft to end up with the picks allotment that they usually like. But you're still going to have plenty of cap space. Still have the opportunity to add to this roster. So I still think they're in a long term. But the point is, you're trying to walk that tightrope the way the Capitals are doing right now, quite frankly, which is really hard to do. It's easier to do all of one or all the other. Be bad on purpose, be good on purpose, right? It's hard to kind of, I'm not saying they're being bad, but it's hard to do this. We're 100% building. But also, here's something for right now. Now, I know this is longer term, but here's something. We're giving up future flexibility, cap space, assets for a guy that's going to help us now and then presumably in the future as well. But you don't make this move if you're 4-5. You don't make this move if you're okay. You do it because you're not up here that often.
I think this move sends ripple effects in the locker room, too, that you're believed in. You know, we always talk about the culture change and the brotherhood, right? If they did nothing at the deadline, that is a clear endorsement of a house money season. You guys are ahead of schedule. This year's not that important that we go deep in the playoffs. Whatever happens, happens. Good luck to you. We'll get back together this offseason when we've got the second most cap space. And we've got 9 draft picks. Many of you won't be back, by the way. A lot of you are on one-year deals. But this is the ground floor. We got our quarterback, so we're going to be good for a long time. They could have done that today. Mm-hmm. They didn't. They said, oh, you guys have engaged now in a battle, and you're holding your own when you weren't supposed to. You're King Leonidas and the 300 in the narrow passageway against the Persians. What if we gave you some reinforcements? What if we gave you the corner that you don't have right now to try to actually win this thing? And I think that is what Peters and his front office did today was they took inventory, and this is not a change of mission. This is in lockstep with the plan. This is in lockstep with the mission. Today helps this postseason, the rest of this season, clearly, but it helps next year, and it helps the year after. Mm-hmm. And I think this is kind of a referendum, this trade, on the thinking that whatever happens this season happens, but the goal was to be better than the expectations. The goal this year is just to find out if Jaden Daniels is any good. Well, you found out. He's really good. He's playing his butt off. So they've already outperformed the 6.5 wins that oddsmakers set. So whatever happens after this is gravy. Uh-uh. No, you've got a real chance. Mm-hmm. You're number two NFC to Detroit right now in the standings. Let's give you the best opportunity to go upset the playoff field a little bit, to go be a real pain in the butt come January. I think that's what this trade does. I love it. I love that Peters, I don't even want to use push some chips in, but got aggressive today. Sent a message today. You got a 28-year-old, still in his prime. I keep coming back to health, and I know people won't want to hear that, but that's the whole ball game.
It's the question, Grant. It is. And I'm sorry if that hurts your ears, but That's if he's healthy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. If he's not, it's going to be frustrating.
He has missed 20 of the Saints' last 60 games by my count. A third of their games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is, by the standards of injury-prone players, that's pretty massive, right? That's substantial. But just because you've got a defensive head coach who knows the DB position and has really cut his teeth and become a legend coaching up the secondary, think Legion of Boom and what Witt's done and how many guys have led the league in interceptions with those guys, you know that they can evaluate that position. You know they can. And Peters' batting average is outstanding so far. So while I never do the in so-and-so I trust and ask zero questions, that's just not how I operate. I like being a critical thinker. I think people who have listened to this show since last year at this time when we started floating Peters' name know that I am completely enamored and man-crush on him. I think he's really, really good. And between having faith in what he thinks, knowing that Quinn knows what he wants and doesn't want in a DB, knowing that you're getting a 28-year-old who's controllable, knowing that this was a massive gaping deficiency in this roster, I'm giving up my second-best third-round pick, a fourth and a sixth, and I'm getting Lattimore and a fifth, which will be a special team safety or linebacker or whatever it is. Sure.
I'll do that every time.
Let's do this.
I'll do that every time.
And by the way, I had two-thirds because I already made a really good trade that already looks like a win for Jahan Dotson.
An incredibly shrewd move that is the better of your two third-round picks coming into this trade. So I posted this. People, seem to be a little confused about it, which is fine. I get it. You're not a professional pick tracker. But currently, Washington holds the 72nd pick overall, which I believe is either the 8th or 9th pick in the third round, if the standings held today. There's going to be fluctuations, teams win, lose, etc. But that's via Philadelphia, which is via Miami. That's what they acquired in the Jahan Dotson trade. So people are just going, they traded Jahan Dotson for Marshawn Lattimore. They didn't. They traded the worst of their third round picks, and a fourth, and a sixth, getting back a fifth for Marshawn Lattimore. It's the cushion, or there's a... The blow is less. It's cushioned by the fact that they have a better third round pick than what they would pick. And they're doing this trade because they're good. So they'd be picking late in the third round. So we got the better of the two third round picks still remaining.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.